Grammar questions. 1. When the past tense of a regular verb ends in D-E-D or T-E-D, how do we pronounce the final sound? And give me an example.
When the past tense of a regular verb ends in D-E-D or T-E-D, we pronounce the final sound id. For example, decided.
2. In what kind of verbs is the final sound pronounced T in the past tense? And give me some examples.
The kind of verbs in which the final sound is pronounced T in the past tense are those which end in the letters C, CH, K, P, SF, SH, or X. For example, commenced, lunched, asked, helped, crossed, brushed, and boxed.
3. What's the difference between few and a few? And give me an example.
The difference between few and a few is that the word few means not many, whilst the words a few mean some, but not many. For example, I have few books means I haven't many, whilst I have a few books means I have some, but not many.
4. What's the difference between little and a little? And give me an example.
The difference between little and a little is the same as that between few and a few. The word little means not much, whilst the words a little mean some but not much. For example, I have little money means I haven't much money, whilst I have a little money means that although I don't have much money, I have enough.
5. What are the 12 special verbs?
The 12 special verbs are be, can, dare, do, have, may, must, need, ought, shall, used to, and will.
6. What are the 9 ways in which the special verbs differ from other verbs? And give me an example of each.
The 9 ways in which the special verbs differ from other verbs are 1. They form their interrogative by putting the verb before the subject. For example, am I your teacher? 2. They form their negative just by adding not. For example, I cannot understand it. 3. They are the only verbs that can be used in tail questions. For example, you have a pen, haven't you? 4. They are used as auxiliaries. For example, they were eating. 5. They are used for short answers. For example, will you help me? Yes, I will. 6. They are used in end constructions. For example, my brother has a car, and so have I. 7. They are used when we wish to be emphatic. For example, my husband will be pleased to see you. 8. They are often followed, instead of preceded, by certain adverbs. For example, I have always kept my promises. 9. They do not take s in the third person singular, except do. For example, I can, you can, he can.
7. What is a sentence?
A sentence is a group of words that makes complete sense.
8. What are the 2 kinds of sentences?
The 2 kinds of sentences are the simple sentence and the compound sentence.
9. What is a simple sentence? And give me an example.
A simple sentence is one which contains only one finite verb. For example, I do not understand him.
10. What is a compound sentence? And give me an example.
A compound sentence is one which consists of 2 or more sentences joined together by a conjunction, such as the words and or but. For example, open your book, please, but do not read until I tell you to.
11. What is a clause? And give me an example.
A clause is a group of words which contains a finite verb, but does not make complete sense by itself. For example, which I told you about.
12. What are the two kinds of clauses?
The two kinds of clauses are principal and subordinate.
13. How are subordinate clauses joined to principal clauses? And give me an example.
Subordinate clauses are joined to principal clauses by conjunctions. For example, that is the car which I like.
14. What is the paradigm of the verb to lay, meaning to put?
The paradigm of the verb to lay is lay, laid, laid.
15. Give me an example of the construction verb plus object plus adjective.
An example of the construction verb plus object plus adjective is work makes us tired.
16. When do we use the to infinitive? And give me some examples.
We use the to infinitive after an adjective, a past participle, a noun, or a pronoun. For example, after an adjective, they were pleased to hear the news. After a past participle, he will be very interested to know what you have told me. After a noun, there are no good films to go and see this evening. And after a pronoun, she has nobody to speak to.
17. What is a phrase? And give me an example.
A phrase is part of a sentence. It is a collection of words that does not make complete sense by itself. For example, on the floor.
18. What do we mean by a preparatory it? And give me an example.
By a preparatory it, we mean that the word it is used to prepare ourselves for a phrase which is going to follow. For example, it is not very easy to speak a foreign language well.
19. How do you explain the fact that we say, what time did you get up this morning? And not, what time have you got up this morning? Even though the time, this morning, is not finished.
We explain this by the fact that perhaps we are thinking of that part of the morning which is now finished.
20. What happens when we change a question from direct into indirect speech? And give me an example.
When we change a question from direct into indirect speech, we use a verb like ask instead of say. We do not use a question mark, and we put the subject before the verb. For example, can you give me a book? Becomes, I asked you if you could give me a book.
21. What happens when we change a command from direct into indirect speech? And give me an example.
When we change a command from direct into indirect speech, we use words like told, commanded, ordered. And, in the case of a negative command, the do not becomes simply not. For example, don't walk so fast becomes, I told you not to walk so fast.
22. What happens when we change requests from direct into indirect speech? And give me an example.
When we change requests from direct into indirect speech, we use the same construction as with commands and use words like ask or request. For example, would you pass the salt, please? Becomes, I asked you if you would please pass the salt.
23. What is an emphasizing pronoun? And give me an example.
An emphasizing pronoun is a pronoun that could be left out of a sentence, but is put in to make what is said stronger. For example, John washed the car himself.
24. What's the difference between a defining and a non-defining clause? And give me an example of each.
The difference between a defining and a non-defining clause is that a defining clause is essential to the meaning of a sentence, whereas a non-defining clause is not essential to the meaning of a sentence. For example, this is the book that John gave me, and this book that John gave me is very interesting.
25. What's the difference between these two sentences? I have two uncles who are very old, and I have two uncles, comma, who are very old.
The difference between those two sentences is that the first sentence means, you have other uncles, whilst the second sentence means you have only two uncles.
26. When do we add the letters ES to form the plural of a noun and the third person singular of a verb, and give me an example of each?
We add the letters ES to form the plural of a noun and the third person singular of a verb when a word ends in O, F, X, Y, CH, or SH. For example, heroes, buses, foxes, ladies, sizes, churches, and dishes. Does, kisses, boxes, flies, seizes, preaches, and rushes.
27. How do we generally form the plural of nouns ending in F or FE? Give me some examples and tell me two exceptions to this rule.
We generally form the plural of nouns ending in F or FE by changing the endings to VES. For example, leaf, leaves, wife, wives. The exceptions to this rule are cliff, cliffs, chef, chefs.
28. What grammatically is an antecedent? And give me an example.
An antecedent is a noun for which a relative pronoun stands. The word antecedent means going before. For example, in the sentence, "The woman whom I met knows John," the word woman is the antecedent, and the word whom is the relative pronoun.
29. Where do we put the relative pronoun in relation to its antecedent?
We put the relative pronoun as near as possible to its antecedent.
30. What's the difference between these two sentences? The woman knows John whom I met, and the woman whom I met knows John.
The difference between those two sentences is that the first sentence means you met John, whilst the second sentence means you met the woman.
31. What are the relative pronouns, and what do we use each of them for?
The relative pronouns are that, what, which, who, whom, whose. That we use for people, animals, and things. What we use for an antecedent not expressed. Which we use for animals and things. Who, whom we use for people, whilst whose we use for people and animals.
32. When can we drop the relative pronoun from a sentence?
We can drop the relative pronoun from a sentence when, if it were used, it would be the object of the verb in the clause. And after such words as I, you, he, Mr. Brown.
33. In which of these two sentences can we drop the relative pronoun? This is the car that took me to London, and this is the car that I took to London, and why?
We can drop the relative pronoun in the second sentence, because it is followed by I.
34. What happens when a relative pronoun follows a preposition?
When a relative pronoun follows a preposition, it can be dropped.
35. What happens to the relative pronouns which and whom? That is, if we decide not to drop them from the sentence.
The relative pronouns which and whom are changed to that and who if we decide not to drop them from the sentence.
36. As examples, change these two sentences. This is the office in which I worked, and this is the man to whom I spoke.
This is the office I worked in, and this is the man I spoke to.
37. What is the difference between a transitive and an intransitive verb, and which of these two verbs is transitive, raise or rise?
With a transitive verb, the action passes from the subject, through the verb, to the object. With an intransitive verb, the action of the verb finishes with itself and does not pass to an object. Thus, raise is transitive.
38. Give me a sentence containing a transitive verb and give me a sentence containing an intransitive verb.
The car hit the wall. The sun rises at 6 o'clock.
39. How do we form the plural of nouns which are composed of two words, the first of which is the word man or woman? And give me an example.
We form the plural of such words by making both words plural, e.g., women teachers.
40. If a noun is made with a preposition, how do we form its plural? And give me an example.
If a noun is made with a preposition, only the first part takes the plural. For example, brothers-in-law.
41. Which words are never used in the plural?
The words which are never used in the plural are advice, furniture, information, knowledge, and news.
42. Give me three sentences showing the three ways in which we can use a word like furniture.
This furniture is old. This piece of furniture is old. These pieces of furniture are old.
43. Why do we say a university and not an university, even though the word university begins with a vowel? And give me other examples.
We say a university and not an university, even though the word university begins with a vowel, because it begins with a consonant sound. For example, a European, a one-eyed dog, a united people.
44. Why do we use the word a in the exclamation, what a book, but not in the exclamation, what weather? And give me other examples.
We use the word a in the exclamation, what a book, but not in the exclamation, what weather, because books are things we can count, whilst weather is not something we can count. For example, what a man, what a beautiful picture, what coffee, what good wine.
45. What happens to the article a in an exclamation when the noun is in the plural? And give me examples.
We drop the article a in an exclamation when the noun is in the plural. For example, what books, what men.
46. Give me an example of the subjunctive used to express a wish.
An example of the subjunctive used to express a wish is God save the Queen.
47. When do we generally use was able and not could as the past of can? And give me an example.
We generally use was able and not could as the past of can when we wish to express the meanings to manage or to succeed. For example, Mother gave us some money yesterday, so we were able to buy some sweets.
48. What happens when the sentence is negative? And give me an example.
When the sentence is negative, we can use either could or was able. For example, Mother did not give us any money yesterday, so we could not buy any sweets.
49. As the verb ought to has no past, future, participle, etc., what sentence construction do we use when we wish to express the idea of past time? And give me an example.
The sentence construction we use is ought to plus have plus past participle. For example, he ought to have gone home last night.
50. How do we express a future idea with the verb ought to? And give me an example.
To express a future idea with the verb ought to, we use a word or phrase expressing future time. For example, I ought to go and see him tomorrow.
51. What is the difference in meaning between the verb need when used as a normal verb and when used as a defective special verb? And give me an example of each.
When need is used as a normal verb, it means to want. For example, this room needs cleaning. Whilst when used as a defective or special verb, it means to be necessary. For example, need this room be cleaned.
52. Do we use the defective verb need in positive, interrogative, or negative sentences? And give me an example of each.
We use the defective verb need in interrogative and negative sentences. For example, need he go at once? No, he needn't.
53. When need is used as a defective verb in positive sentences, which words do we use it with, and give me examples?
When need is used as a defective verb in positive sentences, we use hardly or scarcely with it. For example, I hardly need ask if you were successful. You look so pleased. They scarcely need to be told that if they don't study, they won't learn.
54. When you are in doubt as to when you must use need as a normal or as a defective verb, how is it safer to use it? And give me an example.
When I am in doubt as to when I must use need as a normal or as a defective verb, it is safer to use it as a normal verb. For example, he doesn't need to stay if he doesn't want to.
55. What are the two ways in which we can form the negative of the verb dare?
The two ways in which we can form the negative of the verb dare are either with or without do.
56. When we do not use the auxiliary verb do, is the verb dare followed by to, or is the to omitted? And give me an example with do and one without do.
When we do not use the auxiliary verb do, the to is omitted. For example, I didn't dare to tell him what you said, and I daren't tell him what you said.
57. What is the general rule regarding the use of the definite article? And give me examples.
The general rule regarding the use of the definite article is that we put it before nouns used in a particular sense, but not before nouns used in a general sense. For example, people are strange, and the people in that town are strange.
58. What are the four cases in which we do not use the definite article? And give me an example of each.
1. Before abstract nouns used in a general sense. For example, life is hard. 2. Before plural nouns used in a general sense. For example, dogs are friendly. 3. Generally before names of people and places, etc. For example, Mr. Brown comes from England. And 4. Before names of materials or liquids used in a general sense. For example, wood is expensive.
59. What are the five cases in which we do use the definite article? And give me an example of each.
1. Before abstract nouns not used in a general sense. For example, the life that man lives is hard. 2. Before plural nouns not used in a general sense. For example, the dogs in that town are friendly. 3. Before a singular noun with a plural meaning. For example, the tiger is a dangerous animal. 4. Before the names of rivers and chains of mountains. For example, the Thames, the Alps. 5. Before the names of countries that are plural in form. For example, the United States.
60. What are the two negatives of must, and what is the difference in meaning between the two? And give me an example of each.
The two negatives of must are must not and need not. For example, they must not give him any more money, and they need not give him any more money.
61. Can we use two futures together in the same sentence in English? Why or why not? And give me an example.
No, we can't use two futures together in the same sentence in English. Only the second verb can be put into the future tense. For example, when you come here tomorrow, I will give you the money.
62. Which tense do we use after the word wish? And give me an example.
After the word wish, we use the subjunctive. For example, I wish I were a millionaire.